up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he who keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. I'm sure many of you recognize that as being Psalm 121. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. What a beautiful chapter in the Bible that is. Full of promises. Let's tap into them, claim them as our own. If our hearts belong to God and we love Him, then, as the Scripture says, if ye be Abraham's seed, then are ye heirs according to the promise. According to the promises. These belong to us. We can claim them as our very own. He who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And my faith in Christ makes me of the seed of Abraham. And when the Bible says, he who keepeth Israel, that includes you and me too, if we belong to Jesus. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. You know, when the sun gets real hot, how wonderful it is to get under the shade of that big oak tree. Well, that's what God is to us. When the sun of trials and tribulations and difficulties and heartaches and disappointments, when the sun gets hot, the Lord is our shade. And He will preserve those who trust in Him and those who love Him. And He'll be with you in your goings out and your comings in. So we have reason to give thanks to the Lord and to praise Him. Let's listen to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir as they sing Total Praise. May we give that total praise to the Lord. He is our source of strength and joy, and He is our song. song entitled Total Praise, sung by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I hope you're enjoying this music. If you're in that automobile and you're on your way to work and you've got a big day planned and maybe quite a few things that you're not quite looking forward to, surely a song like this that gives praise to the Lord and acknowledges the fact that He is the source of my strength will certainly encourage the heart and lift the spirits. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where the apostle said, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Paul calls God the God of all comfort. In other words, He is the source of comfort. And in his epistle to the Romans, he calls Him the God of peace. In chapter 16, and again in chapter 15 of Romans, he calls Him the God of hope. The God of hope. That means that God is the source of all those things. He is the God of hope. He is the God of peace. He is the God of all comfort. And he also says how that Christ is made unto us wisdom, sanctification, righteousness. Jesus is the source of those things. And any time you grow discouraged, wondering, can you really live a Christian life, a godly life, the way the Lord requires you to do and wants you to do? Well, the answer is, of course we cannot in ourselves. But the Lord is the strength of my life. He is the source of my song. He is the source of my wisdom, my righteousness, my sanctification. He is made unto me all those things. And the image is given to us in the Gospel of John chapter 15. Jesus himself told us, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Now, if you're out there just trying to bear fruit all by yourself, it's hopeless. We can't do it. Not in a way that pleases God, and in a way that someday He will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. Now enter into the joy of your Lord." We can't do it. Not unless the branch abides in the vine. And then we draw from that source. What a beautiful image that gives to us. And so in our times of prayer, in our times of reading His Word, in our times of being in worship at church, in our times of Christian fellowship, one with the other, our times of just walking with God, gives us those opportunities to tap the resources that flow from the vine into the branch. I want to tap those resources today. I want the Lord to be my all in all, to be my everything. Without Him, I am nothing. And I confess to you that Jesus Christ the Lord is the source of my strength. He is the source of my joy and my peace and my comfort and my hope. And I need Him and I want Him. So let's pray for it. When the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, teach us how to pray," as John taught his disciples, he said to them, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So you see, in this that we call the Lord's Prayer, is incorporated that thought of asking God for our daily sustenance, not just the bread that we eat, but everything that we need, the comfort, the peace, the joy, the strength, whatever we need. When our nerves are all frayed and our emotions upset and our enthusiasm low and the fire is just flickering and we need that renewal and that new touch, who gives it? God does. And we pray for it. Give us this day our daily bread. Whatever you stand in need of, pray for it. Ask the Lord for it right now. Our Father who art in heaven, I pray for your strength and your help, for you are the source of all that I need. In Christ's name.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes, indeed, the Lord is our daily strength for daily needs. You remember the parable of the talents, how that Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. And you remember how the one who received the 5 talents traded it and got to work with it and increased it double. And also the one with the 2 talents, he put it to work and doubled it. But the one with the 1 talent, he went and buried it and did nothing with it. And then he that had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not spread. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast what is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not spread. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him who hath 10 talents. I don't know how many talents the Lord has given you. Maybe you are very blessed, and he gave you 5, or maybe 2, or maybe you're one of those like me. The Lord just gave 1 talent, and there is a tendency that you want to take that 1 talent, since it's not all that dramatic and that tremendous. There's a tendency to take it and just bury it, but don't you do that. Because I tell you who the Lord calls, usually, he calls the ordinary person. The person with the 1 talent. Ordinary people to do his will. And if you don't think you have very much, if you will give it to the master and surrender your all to him and say yes to God, you will be surprised and amazed what God can do through an ordinary individual with only 1 talent. But he or she has determined within their heart to be everything God wants them to be. You'll be amazed at what God will do through you. So I just want to encourage you this morning, if you've got that 1 talent, don't bury it, but put it to work. Do everything you can for the master, even if it's just a little bit. You remember the little boy that had the few little fishes and loaves, but gave them to Jesus, and when the master broke them, he fed thousands with it. Is that all you've got? Just a few loaves and a few little fishes? Give them to the master. Let him break them and multiply them. God uses ordinary people to do his work and to do his will. And if you will be fully dedicated and surrendered to Christ, he will use you to be a blessing to someone. Today, he will use you. Lord, here am I. Send me.
Just ordinary people God uses. Ordinary people He chooses. People just like me and you, who are willing to do as he commands. Give it all, no matter how small your all may seem to you. For little seems so much as you place it in the master's hand. Just ordinary people God uses. Ordinary people He chooses. People just like me and you, who are willing to do as he commands. God uses people that will give him all. No matter how small your all may seem to you, because little seems so much as you place it in the master's hand.
Well, it looks like my time is about gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. God bless you abundantly.
who gave Jesus all he had. How the multitude was fed with the fish and loaves of bread. What you have may not seem much, but when you yield it to the touch of the Master's loving hand, then you will understand how your life could never be the same. Just ordinary people. God uses ordinary people. Yes, he does. And he chooses people just like me and you, who are willing to do as he commands. God uses people that will give him all, no matter how small your role may seem to you. For a little seems so much when you place it in the Master's hand. Just give him all your all.